Good afternoon, Glenn.
Good afternoon.
So how are things going with the Postville ICG since the last time we spoke?
It's been fairly busy. Summertime, I find this the busy time for our ICGs when we have projects on the go and trying to get things done in our short summer season. Since we spoke last, I think it's fair to say that we had a few things taken care of. And I think the last time we spoke, I mentioned that we was getting some new land lots developed this summer season. And this has been done and completed by Budgels. We have additional 6 land lots that was done. They finished up a week before last. So they did really good timing, and the job is done. So the next thing for the ICG, the new ICG that's elected later on in the fall, they'll have to come up with a plan for a new subdivision, because this subdivision now, where these 6 land lots has been developed, that's it for that subdivision. There's no other area there for land lots, so we're going to have to look at a new subdivision. I also spoke about our waste disposal site, our dump. We were taking out old wrecks and washers, dryers and stoves and all of the above. We have about 80% complete now. We have a flatbed here arrived on the Comedic W on Monday evening, and she's going to be loaded up with old vehicle wrecks, and they're going to be strapped down and sent off to Goose Bay. The next step, the big thing for us for the waste disposal site, is going to be tires. We do have a large number of tires on site there. We'll get them out the same way, but we have to find a destination to send them. I'm hoping that we can send them somewhere in Goose Bay as opposed to the island. But if we have to send them onto the island, we have to do it to get rid of them. That's a huge pile of old tires. So that's the next step for the waste disposal site. Our guys has done a really good job in loading. We had a semi-dump and a flatbed come on the same boat, and our guys has loaded this in no time at all, and they were good and ready for when the boat returned from north to take this out. So yeah, hats off to our guys for getting this taken care of and being cooperative and getting the job done for us. I think I might have mentioned our boardwalk as well. When we talked last time, we had some material and some funding. We were looking at trying to get some people hired to do some work on our boardwalk. We have 3 guys. I think this is their 5th week now of being hired on the boardwalk, tearing up the old one in sections. They tear up so much, and where they remove the old, they put in the new. So we're not going to take it all away, the old, and start right from scratch. And as we're going, we're taking up the old and replacing the new. It will be a new boardwalk where it begins in the community here to the opposite end of the boardwalk. It will be all new once the job is done. It'll take a couple of years to get this done, but that's our goal right now. As for our interpretation center here, we're waiting on furniture right now to arrive from Lab City. Our CAO has found some display cases and nice shelving to go in there, and that's, as far as I know, that's on the way en route to Postville. We never received it yet, but in the very near future. So until that happens, the place is decorated and furnished, then we'll have to advertise for somebody to go to work in there. Also, it's not something that the ICG is doing here, but something that we're going to see happen in our community in the very near future. That's a new piece of infrastructure at our dock with a ferry offload and load. We'll be getting a new storage shed for additional storage space for freight. I understand that the guys were supposed to be in town Tuesday, but we have a weather problem here, so I don't think the planes will get in. But that's going to be starting in the very near future. There's something here I'd like to mention. I've started working on when I began my term, September of 2018. For the listening audience, sometimes we wonder if you ask the question for something to be done tomorrow and it don't happen tomorrow. Well, I soon realized government processes takes a long time sometimes to get things done. Sometimes we say it's too long. But something I started to work on in September of 2018, shortly after I got elected, was the Inuit Community Government of Postville to become owners of the old fish plant in Postville, which now has deteriorated to a point of a threat for personal safety now. If some child or young person happened to go in the building, the ceiling is starting to fall in, it needs to be taken down. I started that process following my election in September of 2018, and I have to say today to the listening audience, especially Postville, that there's still no agreement in place for us to become owners of that place so we can go out and do what we want to do with the building, get it torn down. We're still working on it. The last bit of information, piece of work that I received from the province on this was, it's still not to the point of coming to an agreement and saying, here you go, it's your building, do what you like with it. There's still other work ongoing, and it's very unfortunate. It's a very, very slow process. So once we get the okay and everything is signed and sealed that we own the building, then we get it torn down and we'll use the area for either additional parking for boats and trailers when people is hunting and fishing, or maybe there's other purposes that we could use that area for. But right now, we're concentrating on trying to get ownership of the building. So, in a nutshell, fall is creeping up on us very fast. Temperatures has changed in the last week or so, and we will be looking at what we have to clue up before the snow comes, and some of those things is a work in progress right now. I got to say, our guys is doing a good job on the roads. We've had a tremendous amount of work orders throughout the summer from residents in the community wanting landscaping done, wanting ditch dug around their home for water runoff or whatever. We've had a lot of requests from the public here in the community, and the boys have been keeping up with it. We were short-staffed, no doubt, and we're still short-staffed of one operator. We have an operator who has been away for some time with a family member for medical reasons, and we're looking forward to his return in early to mid-September. We'll be glad to have him back. We also have a office staff shortage. Our office assistant position hasn't been filled since our one resigned back in July. So the position has been posted, but we're not having any takers on the position. So we'll post it again, and we're hoping to get somebody. There's a lot of flu and cold on the go, and COVID has still not gone away completely. We hear stories about COVID, but I have no office staff here to support me. My CAO is homesick and have a sick child as well, and my clerk is out of town on leave. So, yeah, full of my hands for a day or so here, trying to be a jack of all trades, but you can only do what you can do. But I hope I fill you in on some of the things that's happening here in Postville. Our rec department is doing really well. We have a full-time recreation director. We have an assistant, and they have been doing a great job for us in the community in keeping our rec programs on the go. And I'm sure as the school season pick up now on September the 7th, that we'll see the kids in school all day, and that will free up some of our time for our rec director and assistant, or rescheduling for different timing for kids being involved in the programs. I hope I've shed some light on what's happening in and around our community, and we're all looking forward to the month of September when we'll be harvesting some geese and some black ducks and stuff like that. So, yeah, something to look forward to.
Yeah. That's a lot of information.
Yes, our community is smallest populated within the Natsiavut, but we still have quite a bit on the go during the summertime. We certainly like to keep busy, and how do you keep busy? You go out and you look for programs and projects to try to get on the go in your community. And right now, our CAO is, along with myself, we're working on a few things that we're hoping that will pan out in the near future. Probably I'll be in the position to say, yes, we worked on this very hard for some time, and now it's coming to pass. Maybe the next update will be in the position to share it then.
Okay. Would you like to add anything else?
I also coordinate the ground search and rescue team in Postville, and I'll say from that perspective to hunters and fishers, throughout the season you should let your family members or friend know of your destination, an estimated time that you're going to be returning home, and if all possible, have some kind of a tracking device or a sat phone. The ground search and rescue team in Postville right now, we have 5 sat phones, and they are available to sign out to somebody who might want to go fishing out in boat for the day or overnight, and to hunters who might want to take one along, you can sign out a phone as well to carry along with you, all for your safety and for people to know of your whereabouts if you happen to get in trouble. So I'm asking to do all your hunting and fishing in a safe manner. When I say that, PFDs is very important to wear while you're out in boat. If you have one aboard the boat and something happened at an instant, your PFD might not be any good to you if it's in the bottom of the boat or in a locker in your boat. bought and you have to try to get it out. So wearing it is very important, along with having it aboard your boat. So, yeah, thanks for the opportunity to be able to share with you what's been going on in Postville. And at the next update, we're hoping to have probably a couple of things that we could share with the listening audience that we've been working on for some time.
Okay. All right, then, Glenn, thank you for your time. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Ibabulugo hati kayo klenemik hibuk hamiut ang yukhanganing. Apigislugo. Uwani au yak sulia salawini hat suamat. Nunari yat sinili inuit nunari ka makungita sulia kapingani. Suyo kakalaba. Glen kiuyuk sulia tsakat suabuk au yak manna. Piyakitui kaya sa ukiat sa ang khat na o au yak na ito kuluhat naman. Kingulipa pamik ukhala katikini akit. Tay kuning ukhaw tigilaw dan ilangin nik piyakitui si malikogut. Nutanik tunga vitsanik sana yo khalaw kuk au yak piyakitu tau si malitui pajolik kunun. Saatsinik tunga vitsanik akasui lautuit. Wugiu lautu si wungani piyakitu lautuit. Ako ni pagatillo. Kingulimik inuitu nalika mga da sulia kapinga nutanik. Ani ko sutu halamat sulia khatita lalituk immahaw kiatsak. Pannay ko tiigialinga. Amma taikwa nutatunga vitsait. Taikwa tuinaw ni amma ta saatsit. Init sakella nik tunga vitsanut. Hinijakialla kaya halakuun. Taila mo yaga anigatsanik anit sivi ukatatuk. Katit sula ukatikit. Sikumusima joalit. Ikutu ikutivinit. Panitsi ikutivinit. Kiat sauti vinit sunatuin neit 80% ting ni piyakitu laukuun. Hamotik tabalju usilau matako nenga kaliutimik ammalo trakkimi atuat satinen. Usil tuli utiki teikko anutaungitu vinialuit aulatin jallogit kuus peimon. Kingulimik anigatsanik anitsivi uhattajum itako nenga muutakaap kailua vinialungin nikatit suilaarivuut unuttu suangum matatnunattini. Immaha aitin alugit hikittamut pikunnan ikutta. Kuuspeimungaak aitilaamme javut hamutikta paljukkut. Piujut suomen koassilami suleahattivut usiltui lauttuit. Sihumisima juvini alunnik. Taina kaliutik avangattikippat usiltui alalaamme javun. Piujutikit suotakka silami suleahattiki javut. Pitsi alaumata suleahe jamminik. Tikitaulaurivuut saattujaanik. Kiinausataatitaumisota amma. Inuit suleahattisugit. Ikaudit samik nunattini. Pingasuit angutit suleahattisugin. Tallimangani vuurin miilittuit manna. Nutaungitu pisuffik piijaslugu nutaanik iliukhaigia silittuit, akuniiniattuin. Immahaakisien akhaagualla piijakitu laattuit, teitsemäng nutaamik pisuffisammik sanalikunin. Tikisailaugivugut suliakaffita iluani itsivoutat suasanginnik labadoasitimit sulitikingituit. Suliakativut taku jouditsilouttuk hanuittuumangata. Suli maana tikingituit nunattinu hipukhamon. Tikipatalli piijutsuangulailtuk. Nutaanik itse voidat suohallipat sulle rapivun. Sanare taumiyuk amma itsavit, amma ukuninga pujulik tikimmat usingi ja fisammik, himatuli fisammilo. Pujulikut usittausimajit iloanri suungulaamata. Tikituhani aloraloa koktiinistaari mitavatuak sillä mut affia taugea sillä muuta tikillä ongitui suli manna. Suliamik pigiä sillä ukivunga, annikin jouteinna semaslunga septembero loutumi 2018 ami. Tusafikis lukit nunakatikka. Kavammatikut sunanik hinuakatta akunne aluhatatuk. Utakhiritaut suakatta kukut akunne akunne. Inuit nunalit kaamakunnata suliakafingani hipukami. Kinakut nammini hammangata nutaungitu almi huatsiin vialummik nunattini hausaka suavunga taimanganin. Suullu sukusit inosuttui luuniit iloannuppata nutaungitu mu huatsiin vivinialummut. Atsanganinga inna katalittuk. Piyattau viehasloni taavatuak suli haangiti tau viehajuk pravansimut piyattaunit sanganun. Taman naam akuniiniamme jukka vammeit sukkai tuuhattamata haangiti sigeämen. Atittaa tau viehammata piyakittu luvillu sunnatuinneit. Imma haali piyattau patenne huat siivi vinialuk. Atuttau ngaa suungulaattuk inisaha suunguhatlaamata ahumiguut. Ammulu ahumiguunut kalliutit asiakullu imma haa. Nuna liujuittamaani pikummangaa jammijuin. Maanna lisilak nilla vallia ligimmat. Vuugiuk haujumminit. Tamakkoiluun te piyakittu jutsakijavut apikhaatinnaku. Piujuminkua silami suliahattivut pijuit akhutini utigiallanginnahattaman. ilanginikwa nubammut ange khaminiyuit khanimayut amma ilangit sugusingi allativut manna aullasimammiyuk temelluta amigat sibugut suleagatitnik manna ilunanginituk ukhaudit siavarit sulukhammanga tamaninu nattini khibukkhame pingwatuligiji suleagafingamana piyujutsuami amma ingratitsimiyut suleagainatamik pingwatuligiji aulutsijingani pitakhaligatta ikayuttinganillo ilinniavik pigasilalimi mat september 7 nimi hatuinnaugialimmiyuk khanugala pingwaralatisila migamik sugusinik tamanna september tikimmi mat nigeugutigitsiasuattaga suleaga suunguguiamut tamaninu nattini pinasugiattukhariasikatalalimi mat nillisiugiallutik mititsiugiallutillu ahumigummitigun iiva imailniatlugutusakatsaluvini nikhauditsigikkutit klan angaayuk nunavut mikiyugaluatlugu iluaninunatsiavut sulisuliatsaluvini khallakuk aujaukhauninganin annamunut suliariinalugit piyariittugiarasuallugit suliatsavut tamaani nunattini maannaluatsiaq uvak ammalu suliaqattiigiallataqa suliaqatigiigivuguk kinguvatsanik sulianik saqqiitsigiallallunuk khaangittigiammilugu kingullimik khauditsilaarivunga taitsumani sugiallasimajukhammangaat khaudilaammigatsi ivaapiginiatlugu sunareallunamik ilatsigiarumammimangaat klan kiuyuk suliaqatiqa kivunga aulatsiqataullunga nunami kingumajaujukhalimmat khiniyattinut khipukkhami pinasuattiit uuranniariattuqattatuillu maanna ilamminiktuuk khauditsisiaqatta laullituuk namung mangaammik khangalut utiniammangaammik angramun taakkua sunatuinneit pitaariyausuungulimmata nutaat naniimmangaatsikhauyi sautiit ammalu fuunnikulluit taakkua kingumajaujukhalimmat khiniyattiit khipukkhami pitakhammiyut tallimanik fuunnikulunnik attatuttausuunik inatuinnamut aullaqasuajumun khauditsi suut attatugumarunik atingit aaqitauniamata tatattugammut suullupiluattumik nigiunnarani pikaluttuqasuungummat aullasimajukhanningani ammalu taakkua puttautiit atuttaujut sauyuuraluat ahumiguumminut ikigunik ilaasunatuinneit tuavittukut tikikallasuungummata puttautiit ataaniippat uumiappit uffalluuni palangai tisimallugu ahumiguunni akuni khiniyakharasuariyakkutin taimaimmat piulluakkhuk ahumiguummut ikkigunnik atugiilluti puttautimmining tamakkuavalluit ukhautiigiallajakka nakummiilungalu suliaqattivut maannamanut suliaqatsiamata iiva nakummiiniatlugu klannimik amma klanni nakummiimmitlugu iivamik taffangat atsunnaigutinniallutin